from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt. Topping our report this hour, cold and flu season is picking up steam here in New Jersey. Cases could spike in the next couple of weeks, according to Dr. Edward Lifshitz with the State Department of Health.
In many ways, this is not an unusual season. I mean, flu is so far tracking as what we consider to be a fairly typical year. And unfortunately, typical does mean that it can get pretty bad for a lot of people around this time of year.
Officials don't know for sure yet whether this year's flu vaccine is a good match for the viruses that are spreading in the community. New Jersey is prepping for a few chances at wintry weather. Some light snow expected for South Jersey by this evening and a more powerful winter storm after the weekend. You can stay tuned for the latest from New Jersey 101.5 Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow. And alcohol is a leading cause of cancer. That's according to U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy. And the risk should be clearly labeled on drinks. Murthy's new advisory today says about 20,000 people die every year from those alcohol-related cancer cases. Now the Lester Glenn Business Report. JetBlue is fined $2 million for chronically delayed flights. The Transportation Department says that half the money will go to passengers who were delayed on flights along four East Coast routes between summer 2022 and late 2023. On Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow was up about 340 points. If you're looking for a new vehicle, visit LesterGlenn.com and choose from over 2,000 vehicles. Experience the way car buying should be. Experience Lester Glenn. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to NJ1015.com and click on demand. A big taste of winter ahead. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 InSkin weather. As we dive into this weekend, temperatures are not going to rise much above the freezing mark. That means snow that falls in South Jersey this evening will probably stick around for a while. It also means our next Clipper system on Monday is most likely an all-snow situation for the Garden State. This evening, light to moderate snow remains likely for about the southern half of New Jersey through about 10 p.m. Could be an inch or two on the ground in spots. Clearing skies will take over through the overnight hours. Lows in the 20s. Cold this weekend. Partly sunny and windy tomorrow, highs lower 30s. Some with late day clouds and a stiff breeze on Sunday, lower to mid 30s. And then Monday is our next chance for accumulating snow, especially through the first half of the day. Highs will only reach about 30 degrees Monday afternoon. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
In Morristown, it is 35 degrees, Ewing 37, Turnersville 36. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York. Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.